Hi everybody, Andy here again. Well, this is one of those audio boos that I didn't want to make and I was hoping I never would have to make. But at the moment, I'm standing on the beach down at Hastings. I hope you can hear me because of this considerable wind. And I'm standing here right in front of and watching Hastings Pier burning. The end of the pier has already gone. The pier ballroom, the scene of so many great gigs and events that I've been a part of myself and have helped with, has already gone, and the fire is working its way down the pier with the help of that considerable wind that I already mentioned. There are sparks and flames flying off underneath. You can see them right the way from along the seafront. It's actually quite a spectacular sight. Bonfire night is only a few weeks away, and this is a pretty good precursor to that. And I don't think the fires will be any better, if you want to put it that way, than the ones that we're seeing this morning. But these obviously aren't ones that we wanted to see. This is a pier that's been here since the 1860s, and by such weird stretch of coincidence maybe, it was built by Eugenius Birch, the man who built the infamous West Pier in Brighton, which suffered exactly the same fate, which itself was burnt down to the sea, to the ground. This one, we were hoping to save it. I'm looking at a sign that says, "You can save me, www.hastingspier and White Rock Trust." They were people with a shop on the seafront trying to raise money to get this old lady, the old Hastings Pier, up and running again. I think that is now beyond doubt. That is beyond the wildest dreams of just about everybody, I think. I suspect, unfortunately, that this Hastings Pier is going to suffer the same fate as the West Pier at Brighton. It's a sad day for Hastings. It's a sad day for everybody connected with the town. For me, especially as someone who's been so interested in the bands and everything that played here on the pier, but they were history, and it looks, unfortunately, as though Hastings Pier is going to be consigned to history as itself. So there you go, a sad day, and I'll leave you with the sounds of the wind and possibly bits of the pier falling off into the sea, which they are all the time in those showers of sparks. Goodbye.